Jack, of course, is the chair of the Bendigo Jockey Club. And Steve Say today, we were talking about some of the inequities in terms of restrictions that we see. And, of course, Flemington, 10,000, going to the Melbourne Cup. Bendigo Cup, zero. Jack, what do you feel about that?
A little bit let down by all the parties involved, which is Country Racing Victoria, Racing Victoria and the state government. Early talks, like a month ago, we were led to believe that we would be one of the first up and runners to trial this new double-vaxxed passport. And they said to us, through our chair, of course, and I've been involved in the discussion, that, sorry, through the CEO, that the cut-off trial date was to be the 26th, but then they said that they got word through that they got it extended by one day because our cup's on the 27th. And then it came down to who put their hand up. It was us, Sale and Warrnambool. And then we found out last week that, and it was to be 1,000 people. And then we found out last week that they were going to actually wind it back to 300 people. And then we found out on Friday that we were having no people. So devastating news for us. Like, we've got that many staff out there, people employed at the race course, so many local trainers and owners in the area that are all double vaxxed, all ready to go. And we've had the rug pulled out from under us.
The three-letter word, have they said why?
Didn't fit the criteria, which was the cut-off day. So no real word or reason why. Just, yeah, we didn't fall inside of their time frame, so it's gone to Warrnambool. And really hard for our... Like, we've got a... I won't say a new major sponsor, because he's been a sponsor for 2 years now, APM Animal Health, with Chris and Jody Richards. And they haven't been able to come to a cup yet, so it's bloody hard for them. The rest of our sponsors, all our members, you know, what do you do? We've got to keep sending emails out apologising that we can't do anything. And wasn't that long ago, Bendigo was on top of the list for being the most further advanced with double vaccination. And then here we are, we've been let down again.
And you know, there are other businesses and organisations in Bendigo that are getting the passport trial as well, which it just seems...
And not being prejudiced here, but a church in Flora Hill and the gallery. Like, how many people are they going to attract? What sort of trial is that going to... what sort of results are they going to get from that?
Yeah, no, interesting.
I heard the bishop or whoever it is from the church on the news last night that said it'll be open for one and all, vaccinated or not. They'll have something to, you know, help anyone be involved. Well, that's not what the trial is supposed to be about.
No, no, of course. Are we really talking here, mate? Just money and mates? I mean, is that what it's, you know, like the Melbourne Cup, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, broadcast around the world. The CEO, I think, of the VRC, or one of the people from the VRC, said that to really, you know, you'd be able to see the crowds on TV for when it goes around the world. The amount of money that it generates for the Victorian state government. I mean, is that what we're really talking about, do you think?
I'm not going down that path. What I'll say is, good try. What I'll say is, it's about putting Victoria back on the map. When they say, yep, we want to have the helicopter flying over showing 10,000 people on track, it's to show that Victoria is moving ahead. And I agree with that. You know, that'd be fantastic for that to be happening at Bendigo. But 300 on course, 1,000 on course, it wouldn't be that good advertising. Yeah. It'd be great to, you know, good feeling on the day, but we've got to go with what the government's come up with, and that's 10,000 at Flemington. And hopefully they get that number. I hope it's at capacity.
Well said. But, you know, that track, you wouldn't go down. I'm way down it, mate.
Hey, Steve, you started this. I heard your rant this morning. And maybe about 3 o'clock this afternoon, if you ring me back, the fridge might have opened early and I might have a bit more to say.
Fair enough. Hey, Jack, really appreciate you phoning through earlier, and thanks for your patience with us getting back to you with the phones. And
anytime, fellas.
It is very disappointing, though, very disappointing. But anyway, can you do?
But look, you blokes are pushing the Bendigo barrier, and I appreciate that, and appreciate all your kind words.
No problem at all, mate. All the best. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Cheers. No worries. Anytime. Thanks.
Jack Lyons, chair of the Bendigo Jockey Club, joining us on the Wake Up Call.